This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical note on Eloise Nicholson. Last name Nicholson, N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N. First name Eloise, E-L-O-I-S-E. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was May the 8th, 2022. New paragraph patient profile. Ms. Nicholson is a 91-year-old female who returned from Hurley after admission for heart failure. New paragraph chief complaint. She was hospitalized with dyspnea and lower extremity edema, period. When seen today, she was not short of breath, but she was not wanting to take her meds and felt a bit nauseated and weak, period. New paragraph history of present illness. Ms. Nicholson was here for rehab, but then had to be hospitalized around the 24th of April or so, period. She has multiple medical problems, period. She was hospitalized with shortness of breath, period. It was moderate to severe, and there was increased edema, period. She had it about 2 to 3 days before the hospitalization, period. She's known to have chronic diastolic heart failure and sick sinus syndrome with a pacemaker and atrial fibrillation, period. She is confused and lacked full insight into why she was in the hospital, period. However, she denied shortness of breath now and denied chest pain, period. No clear aggravating factors were identified other than the fact that she's known to have heart failure, period. Today, she feels a bit fatigued and nauseated and does not want to take any further medications today, period. She was seen about 7:40 this evening, period. In the hospital, she was put on high-flow nasal oxygen, 100%. Period. Her EKG showed pace rhythm and right bundle branch block similar to before, period. Troponins were 0.086. And the chest X-ray showed cardiomegaly, small bilateral pleural effusions, and left lower lobe consolidation, period. It was felt she had congestive heart failure and she was treated with IV Lasix, period. Cardiology and pulmonary were also consulted, period. New paragraph today, she denies chest pain or dyspnea, period. There's no diarrhea, period. She does have a sacrococcygeal wound that appears clean and mostly red and granular, period. She was treated with triad paste in the hospital for this period. New paragraph. In the hospital, she also developed urinary retention and a Foley was placed and they recommended a urology referral, period. We'll do a trial of voiding to see if she will continue to need this Foley, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional. She denies any major visual problems, period. It's not clear how her hearing is because she was slow to answer, period. She may have difficulty hearing. Respiratory, currently she's not dyspneic or having cough, cardiovascular, no angina or dizziness or palpitations, but she's extremely weak. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. Or diarrhea, period. GU, no dysuria, but she's had urinary retention and comes to us with a Foley catheter. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. CNS, denies headaches, fainting, or seizures, period. Musculoskeletal, she's extremely weak and cannot elevate her legs off the bed. And she appeared to have slight foot drops bilaterally, period. She's not ambulatory. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Skin, she has a wound as noted above. No ominous rash elsewhere, and the skin is very dry, including her feet. New paragraph passes. She is positive for osteoarthritis, anemia, stage 3 pressure ulcer of the sacrum, pneumonia in February of this year, osteoarthritis, chronic atrial fibrillation, dash unspecified, venous thrombosis and embolism, sick sinus syndrome with a pacemaker, fecal incontinence, essential hypertension, urinary incontinence, gastroesophageal reflux disease, lens replacement to both eyes, pacemaker insertion. New paragraph family history. Her father died early, period. Her father had stroke and hypertension, period. Her mother had diabetes, mellitus, heart disease, and hypertension. New paragraph social history. She's been living in the nursing home, period. She never smoked or abused alcohol, according to records, period. New paragraph, medications. Senna 8.6, 2 tablets daily. Miralax 17 grams daily in liquid. Pepcid, 20 milligrams twice a day. Dulcolax tablets, 5 milligrams daily. Tylenol Extra Strength, 500 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Lasix, 20 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams twice a day. Albuterol by nebulizer every 6 hours as needed. New paragraph allergies, not known. New paragraph examination. She was not acutely distressed, but she felt debilitated. She appears weak and ill, period. She's slow to answer, period. She knew that it was Mother's Day, but could not give me any other orientation, such as the month or year or season or date. And she did not seem to have insight into where she was, period. Vitals, blood pressure 148 over 77. Pulse 70, respiratory 22, temperature 97.8, oxygen saturation 98%. Head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extra occupants normal, ears normal inspection, oral mucosa normal, nasal mucosa normal, neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly. No nodes. Lungs, poor effort, but no ease or crackles or hurt now, period. She did have crackles when she was admitted to the hospital, period. Percussion was unremarkable. No accessory muscle use for breathing was observed. Cardiovascular normal, S1S2, no gout, no murmur. She has slight edema, much better than when she was in the hospital, period. Pedal pulses are palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tenor, no organomegaly. CNS, cranial is grossly normal, period. She's very weak in all limbs, period. She could elevate her arms, but had decreased range of motion in the shoulders and was weaker, a bit weaker on the left upper extremity, period. She had hand grip bilaterally, that's about 4 out of 5, period. She could not elevate either foot off the bed by herself, period. She does appear to have foot drops bilaterally, period. When she could not hold any, her legs elevated off the bed either, period. She has thickening of the knees, period. No inflammation or effusion of the joints, period. Skin was very dry, period. There's a stage 3 ulcer of the sacral area, period. It is relatively clean, period. New paragraph. The feet are dry and there's no rash elsewhere, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Nicholson is very debilitated and comes for an attempt of rehab, but the prognosis for any meaningful return of function is poor, period. She has evidence of dementia, period, but would not benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor, period. She has had acute and chronic diastolic heart failure, and ejection fraction was good at 55% in the hospital, period. Alkalinity Lasix, 20 milligrams daily, but check lightspan and creatinine, period. She has atrial fibrillation and history of hypertension, and alkalinity metoprolol, 25 milligrams BID, and Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams twice a day, period. The Eliquis may be beneficial and due to her history of deep vein thrombosis also, period. She has a sacral ulcer, and she may be treated either with Triad or with saline dressing to keep the pressure off, period. Four, she has six, sinus syndrome and has a pacemaker, period. Five, she has urinary retention and is a foline. I'll attempt the trial of white in a few days, period. She's on fluid restriction at 1,200 mLs per day due to her heart failure, period. New paragraph, she has extreme weakness of all limbs, but especially the lower extremities, period. It'll follow her admission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
Mm-hmm.